Tuesday afternoon, let's visit with Cindy Hendricks of the Appleton Public Library. And good afternoon, Cindy.
Good afternoon, Paul.
Are you ready for Christmas?
I am ready. In fact, I have all this extra time on my hands now because I'm so ready.
I know Christmas is your favorite holiday.
It is. I mean, I have everything decorated. And we were super lucky here at the library. We asked for donations, and people donated in droves the most beautiful things. You were here. I mean, you saw how nicely decorated everything was.
Yep.
And our friends came and decorated. We had like 8-9 tables full of decorations and trees and things like that. We are basically holiday ready.
All right. Awesome.
Yes. It's so wonderful. We just love our new space. I think our customers love our new space. At least that's what they tell us. And it's just, it's been a difficult road this year, but so rewarding, super rewarding.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. What's happening for the rest of the year then at the Appleton Library?
Well, you know, we're kind of on the wind down. This is the week before Christmas, and so we do have classroom visits that are occurring this week. So if you see a bunch of littles in here when you are popping in to visit us, you'll know that the classrooms are popping in. It's so wonderful. We're so close to the school, and the preschool has been here pretty much most of the grades in the Appleton Elementary School. They've come to see our decorations. They've come to see Georgia, of course, because she's super fun and exciting. And so that's been very exciting to have. Also up this week, we've got some after-school crafts that are happening tomorrow. Here at the Appleton Library at 3:30 p.m. So all sorts of things that will be set out on tables for kids to move from table to table to work on a variety of different crafts, things they can use as gifts for their parents or people that are special to them. Also this week we started registration for our Winter Reads program that starts the 1st of January. It is a reading program for adults that we run during the winter months of January, February, and March. Something to kind of warm your heart, of course, because you read books and you earn prizes while you do it. Just some small prizes that are incentives while you read your way through the program. And then we will be closed, of course, on Monday the 25th for the holiday, for the Christmas, as well as the 1st of January for the New Year. And then on Wednesday the 27th at 3:30, our Lego Club will occur. Even though school will be out, we still will have our Lego Club for any of the after-school kids that are interested to participate in our Lego building and challenges that we have. So that pretty much rounds up the month, and in a couple weeks I'll be announcing all the fun and exciting things we'll be doing in January, including a puzzle table.
A puzzle table?
I know, it's super exciting. We're going to be setting up some passive things that people can work on, not just kids, adults, and we're going to have a puzzle that people can work on together, a few other little things here and there, some things to look forward to in January. Plus, we have a brand new look for our newsletter that will be coming out on the 1st of January, or maybe the 2nd, since we aren't open on the 1st.
Okay.
So, lots of new and exciting things that we have planned for the new year.
I love puzzles, Cindy.
I know so many people do, so I have a friend of mine donated a bunch of puzzles to us. That's just it. People have been just so giving to us. It's just, just warms your heart. Yeah. I wanted to set up a puzzle table because, you know, we've never had room to do that before. And I think it's a great way to pass the winter months.
That's right.
Work on some puzzles together.
Over Thanksgiving, I bought a 1,000-piece puzzle, and my granddaughters and I, my wife, we started on it. But, man, that's difficult, a 1,000-piece puzzle.
Yeah, she gave us, like, some graduated ones, so we can start with, like, you know, like 500, 1,000. You know, she gave us quite a few different ones so we can kind of work our way through the winter is what our plan is.
Good. All right, should we talk about what people are reading?
Well, you know, people are really shopping, they're decorating, they are baking, they're getting together with their family and friends.
Okay.
So there's only a few new books to kind of talk about. New and nonfiction is Oath and Honor by Liz Cheney, and it's a former congresswoman from Wyoming, recounts how she helped lead the select committee to investigate the January 6th attack on the United States Capitol. And so this is going to be a pretty popular book, and in fact, it's number one on the New York Times bestseller list because it's a interesting read. Also new on nonfiction is The Kingdom, the Power, and the Glory by Tim Alberta, the author of American Carnage, looks at the divisions within the American evangelical movement. So another interesting read. And also in fiction is The Serpent and the Wings of Night by Carissa Broadbent. It's the first book in the Crowns of Nyxia series, and so it is a tournament held by the goddess of death. So fantasy is what that book is about. So those are the only three things that I have to really share with you this week.
Okay.
But with the new year comes new items to talk about. But remember, if you're still looking for that read because you've got time because you're off for the holidays, stop on down. We're all readers here. We have lots of book recommendations and displays where we have a lot of suggestions on interesting books to read.
All right. Where are you located and when are you open?
We are located at 50 East Rooney, and we are open Monday and Friday, 10 to 5, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 2. You can reach us, of course, by calling us at 289-1681. Visit us on our Facebook and our website pages for the latest happenings and things going on here at the Appleton Public Library.
All right, and of course, you'll be closed Christmas Day, Monday.
Yep, we'll be closed Christmas Day Monday and New Year's Day the following Monday. Otherwise, we'll be open all the rest of our regular hours.
All right, thanks, Cindy, and we'll talk to you next time.
Thank you. You have a great week, and Merry Christmas, everyone.
That's Cindy Hendricks with the Appleton Public Library.